Hey everybody, I'm Aline Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries, and I want to talk to you today inside of our podcast about praying for elephant friends. Now you might be asking yourself, what is an elephant friend? So I first heard about this concept of elephant friends from a woman named Rosemary Tribble. She's written a book called Fear to Freedom and has an awesome story and a great ministry. But inside of her book, she talks about the importance of praying for elephant friends. Rosemary actually walked through the traumatic experience of being raped, and she has a very powerful story of how God healed her. And part of her healing was having elephant friends. And she says that elephant friends are the friends that will lift you up in prayer, that will love you for who you are, that you can be completely authentic with. And they are the ones that you stand with in the battles of life. And you find strength because you're all walking, following Christ, but lifting others, each other up and encouraging others to do the same. And you are prayer warriors for one another. So she mentions in her book, she gives this picture that in Africa, when an elephant is injured, it's so heavy that two other elephants will come alongside that elephant to hold it up while it is healed. And that's the picture of elephant friends. Those close connections, those friendships that you and I need as we walk through battles inside of our broken world. And the best way for you and I to have these kinds of friends is to pray and to ask God to give those kinds of friendships to us. Inside of the Bible, it talks about the fact in Matthew chapter 7, when it's talking about prayer, it says in Matthew 7:7, keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you'll find. Everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask you for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And inside of that passage, and I love how, you know, there are many wonderful attributes of who God is. He is our Redeemer. He is the one that saves us. He is our protector. Inside of this passage, He's called Father. And that's really important for us to remember as believers when we're talking about prayer. Because if we don't believe that God is a good Father, we won't seek Him inside of prayer. And when we ask God for provision, when we ask Him to supply our needs, God supplies our needs in the most perfect way. And for elephant friendships, and I'm not talking about everybody, because you're not going to be close like this with everybody. And certainly, as Christians, we're called to love everybody, but I'm talking about finding two people in your life that you are just going to be prayer warriors for each other, and that you're going to be there for each other no matter what. You and I need these kinds of friendships in our life. We were created not to just go at it alone, but to have those people in our life. And if God gave us that need within us to have friendships like that, if that's a need that we have, if God is our good Father, He will supply that need for us. But here's the thing, and here's the problem. Oftentimes, because life lies to us, because we walk through a traumatic experience, life will lie to us, and we believe, we don't believe the truth about God. We don't believe that He's a good Father. Or life will lie to us because we've walked through maybe a traumatic friendship experience. And we believe the lie that we're really not worthy to have special elephant friends. And because we have accepted that lie in our life, and because our beliefs always affect our behavior, we don't go to God and ask Him for what we need. And that can apply to anything, in particular, friendships. And so when we don't look to God to provide what we need, we still have that need inside of us, that need for authentic friendship. And so because we have that need to be accepted and loved for who we are, to have someone to walk through during the tough times in life, because we still have that need, but we're not taking it to our Heavenly Father, we will try and work very hard to earn those close connections. Instead of praying, we might result to people-pleasing. Instead of praying, we might try to be perfect. Because after all, if I please everybody, then maybe I won't experience rejection. Or if I'm perfect, then everybody will like me. Or we might try to be popular or fit in with the right crowd. And we're going for things that maybe God doesn't want us to go for inside of friendship. And we might have a million zillion friends, but are they elephant friends? Are they going to be there for you when the storms of life hit? Can you really be yourself with them? Can you be real? Can you talk about your mistakes? Can you talk about your dreams and your hopes with these people? Are they your elephant friends? Well, the solution to this is to really recognize that in your life and to really ask yourself deep within the core of your being. You may never have articulated it, but one of the first steps that we need to understand that you are worthy of divine connections like this, that you're worthy for elephant friends, and that God is a good, good Father. And that He has divine friendships just for you, prayer warriors that you can walk through life with. And when you position yourself by persistent prayer, that's when you'll see God's provision for authentic friendship. Asking your Heavenly Father for authentic friendship in persistent prayer brings beautiful connections that you were created for. And so what you and I need to do is we need to go back to those simple but beautiful truths that maybe we overlook or maybe even we take for granted, that God is a good, good Father. And when we really believe that, when we really behold the goodness of our God, I mean, he's not just a good Father, He is the perfect Father. And He longs to meet the needs that we have. And God gave us that need for connection. And so you and I can boldly go before the throne and ask Him to meet that need. Jeremiah 3, 19 and 20 says this: I thought to myself, I would love to treat you as my own children. I wanted nothing more than to give you this beautiful land, the finest possession in the world. I looked forward to your calling me Father, and I wanted you to never turn from me. But you've been unfaithful to me, you people of Israel. You've been like a faithless wife who leaves her husband. I, the Lord, have spoken. And so God is up there in heaven saying, and He says in Matthew 7, I long to be your Father. I long to meet that need that you have. So come and ask me for authentic friendship. But it's like, even though we already have all of that, sometimes the simplest truths, like God is a good, good Father, we take that for granted. or life lies to us. And we accept that lie about God or about who we really are or about, you know, the fact we just don't feel worthy to have those close friendships in our life. And you see, what we believe about God will affect our behavior towards God. And what we believe about God will change the way that we see ourselves. And if I don't believe that God is a good father, and sometimes I don't even think it's that we don't believe he's a good father, but it's almost like we take it for granted, like the Israelites did in that Jeremiah passage. And we forget that God wants to give us, James tells us, every good and perfect gift. And that those divine connections for authentic friendships, your Almighty Father is waiting to fulfill those needs. And so going back to that beautiful, precious, but simple truth that God is a good Father, and a good Father provides for his children. A good Father listens to their needs. A good Father gives to us, now let me say this, not everything that we want, but exactly what we need. A good Father is wise, and he loves his children. You know, and not inside of that scripture that I just read, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone? Or if they ask you for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. And so God, who is almighty and perfect, he will give you the authentic friendships that you need. He wants to give that to you, but asking is a part of that process. Prayer is a part of that process. And healthy biblical friendship doesn't just happen. We have to be proactive about it. And part of being proactive, or a good first step of living with intention, is by praying and asking God for elephant friends, for those authentic friendships. And that is a prayer request that he delights to fill. Now, inside of this passage also, Matthew 7, it says, keep on asking, right? Keep on knocking. And it may not say that in your translation, but the tense of that Greek word is to keep on doing it. So it's a continual process. And so sometimes I think we pray for something and we don't see it right away, and then we give up on prayer. But this passage tells us to keep on asking. And the thing is that God's delays always have divine purposes. He may be preparing your heart for a friendship. He may be preparing the other person. I mean, for all we know, we could be trying to hold on to a snake, right? A bad relationship. And God's waiting for us to let that one go so he can provide instead. But the bottom line is not to try to figure out God, but just to play our part. And our part is to keep on asking. And it's not that God is like saying, well, if you pray and pray and pray, then you're going to get what you want. It's not this hooky formula. It's a God that actually wants relationship with you. God wants friendship with you. And that's why prayer is so important, because we can wake up every morning and talk to our good, good Father and tell him what we need and trust him to give us not everything that we want, but exactly what we need. He wants us to keep on asking. And inside of this passage, you know, when it says, you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? I love that it says that. And I love that inside of this passage, it also says, if you sinful people know how good you are. Because really, a lot of times too, with that attribute of God, that he's our Father, what we tend to do is we relate to God the way that we related to our earthly father, or how our earthly father treated us is how we believe that God treats us, right? Because of that word father. And so we need to make sure, right, that we remember that there's only one perfect father. And while God's perfect plan, like what God would want, was for a father to emulate him, to sort of be our first sort of picture of what, you know, that God is somebody that cares and loves and provides and protects and disciplines, right? That's what a father does. Says it in Hebrews 10. But that people aren't perfect. And so we really need to make sure that we don't equate our earthly father with God Almighty. Okay? We need to look inside of the Word at how God is a parent to Israel, and how God is a father inside of the Word, to understand His goodness, His generosity, His wisdom. And even inside of His goodness, that means that, let's say I'm the one that's praying for a snake. Well, He's not going to give me a snake. He's going to give me a fish. Why? Because He doesn't want me to have a snake. It's sort of, and sometimes I think, and I bring this up with friendships, because sometimes I think that we try so hard to hold on to a relationship that maybe we've been rejected from, or we try so hard to fit in with this certain group of people. You know what? Maybe that's your snake. Maybe God doesn't want you to fit in for whatever reason. And it doesn't mean, you know, we're not judging other people, but if something is not working out, or if somebody has let go of you, you let them go too. Because you can trust God to give you what you need. You can trust Him for that. You can trust Him for that. And so in this passage, we see the wisdom of God. We see that He delights to provide for us, and that as we rest and we're persistent in prayer and we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit, you know, like, reach out to this person and see if they want to be your elephant friend. I mean, when I came home after that, I heard Rosemary speak at a conference, and I bought her book and I read it. And when I came, I said, that was one of my big takeaways from hearing her speak, was I want an elephant friend. I want to find elephant friends, and I want to be an elephant friend. I want to be a prayer warrior. And so, you know, I prayed about it, and God laid two women on my heart, and I reached out to them and I said, will you be my elephant friend? And now I'm like all about elephants. Like, if I see a t-shirt that has elephants on it, I want it. And there's lots of elephants out there for whatever. Like notebooks that have elephants, I'll get that. But anyway, because I just love that concept. I love that concept. And so will you understand that God wants to give you authentic friendship? He wants to give you elephant friends. And He wants you to be an elephant friend for somebody. And that by going to our Abba Father, our heavenly Creator, and asking Him, Lord, you gave me this need for authentic friendship. And because you're my dad and I'm your child, I believe that I'm worthy to receive that, not because I'm all that in a bag of chips, not because I measure up to all these worldly standards, or I'm popular, or not because I'm rescuing people, right? Or pleasing people, right? But because you're my heavenly Father. In other words, I'm going to let go of all the ways I try to earn friendship or keep close connections, which rescuing people is one of them. That was certainly one of mine, because when we're the rescuer in a relationship, that person needs you. I'm just saying, and this is like my story, so I'm okay with saying it. or people pleasing or perfectionism. We let all of that go. And we say, Lord, I want to enter into authentic friendship, agape love. I just want to give to friends. I just want to be that prayer warrior for a friend. I want to be like Moses was to Joshua when Joshua was fighting in the battle and praying for, holding that when Moses held up Joshua in prayer. That's what we need. We need those elephant friends, and we need to be elephant friends because the world is a battlefield. And brave hearts make a difference, and brave hearts are not called to go at it alone. So, when we seek our Heavenly Father for close connections, He will provide in His perfect timing and in His perfect way. So, I want to close by giving you a challenge to pray for your elephant friends. And the first step in that is sort of being self-aware. Number one is be self-aware of when you are really trying to earn friendship and stop that. And fall on your knees in prayer and instead ask God, your heavenly Abba Father, to say, you know, I need these connections in my life and I want them. Will you give me those healthy connections? And when we wait on God, when we rest to receive from God, that is when we will have everything that we need. And we can trust God's provision for that. So we want to let go of those survival mechanisms. Then we want to believe God that He is your good, good Father. That He is going to give you exactly what you need. And then you need to pray like you are loved. Because you are. And that means big, bold prayers. And when you come to God, you need to pray in His name for what He can do, not based on you or what you think you deserve. And then the last thing is, reach out, but don't rush it. You may have to keep on asking for a while. You may be walking through something and God is preparing your heart for a friendship and maybe the other person. So you want to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and reach out to those people, but don't ever rush friendship. And the reason is because you know how God created you with that need for connection. Well, the enemy knows you have that need too. And the enemy's play card is always to give us a counterfeit blessing, a counterfeit answer to prayer, a counterfeit, you know, authentic friendship, a counterfeit close connection. And so just trust the Lord, but know this, that your God who loves you, He is a good Father and He wants to meet that need. And asking your Heavenly Father for authentic friendship and persistent prayer brings those beautiful connections that you were created for. So that's my challenge to you. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.